again.
It's breakfast time. Who's hungry? Chica and Evan in the morning on Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel, K94.5.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, It is time for us to love gas stations for a different reason.
Okay.
The food. All right, we already know that in the South, Let's just be real, the South just does things differently.
Yes.
The South is all about delicious, how you say, one-of-a-kind food.
If you have been born and raised here your whole life and never lived anywhere else, you don't really understand how different it is. Like, anywhere else, if I were to say, hey, man, you want to get some gas station food, I'd probably get a, yeah, you want to get a really cheap hot dog? Ha, yeah. That's stupid.
But now, if keep in mind, you bring in anybody that's not from here.
Right.
Right? Like, I need to know gas station.
Hold on, yeah, hold on.
The best breakfast that I've found so far, and I hate to always bring them up. I'm not even paying. They need to start paying me at this point. Raceway on Benton,
really?
The best biscuit you'll ever have. Ooh. Sometimes they have it ready by 5:30.
Okay.
I'm not going to say it's all the time. But that place just gets invaded starting at 6:30.
I imagine,
Those blue-collar workers are like, let me get me my breakfast. Where are you going for the best gas station breakfast? Hit us up. Let us know inside your freak.
K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. What's up? We're Chica and Evan in the morning.
I don't know about you, but this whole Sydney Sweeney, Scooter Braun situation screams Shreveport Bossier.
Really?
Yeah, okay. Why don't you go ahead
and
tell the class? Well, first off, I did a deep dive.
Right.
On the whole Sydney Sweeney, Scooter Braun thing. And by deep dive, I mean I asked you a bunch of questions. So, she is 27, he is 44.
Sydney Sweeney, the actor and model, 27 years old. Scooter Braun, the record executive, multimillionaire.
Why do we hate Scooter? Remind everybody.
Scooter Braun is, well, for one, he's a record executive.
The devil!
A lot of people don't like those guys. But he's also the guy who owned Taylor Swift's music for like a decade and wouldn't give it back to her, wouldn't give her any of the money from it. So she had to re-record her own stuff.
Taylor's version, Kelly Clarkson gave her that idea. Anyway, sorry. But, so, to say that Scooter Braun's just not loved, not liked.
Yeah.
He's gone and tried to do podcasts with people to try to be like, look at me, I'm a human.
Yeah, it just has not worked out for him.
And it's just like, nobody likes him, he gives me the ick.
Right.
Here's my favorite part. It gets leaked. Scooter Braun, Sydney Sweeney dating.
Yes. Casually.
Go ahead. Can we just lean into that real quick?
Yeah, so they haven't gone public at all with their relationship. This is all from outside sources who went to People magazine and said,
correct,
they're dating. They are dating now. One of the sources said, yeah, everything's casual. She's living her life and working hard. They're still just casual. Another person said, no, they're just casually hooking up, which feels like two different things from like casually seeing someone to not just casually hooking up. But
I feel, okay. I'm sorry, I feel those go hand in hand. And also this straight up sounds like every other dude you meet at Hurricane Alley. This sounds like every other dude you match with on Bumble in Shreveport Bossier. They'll put on there. This is why. Remember when I did the whole online dating thing? Horrific. Mm-hmm. I never want to do it again. Because they'll be like, seeking long-term commitment.
Right.
You get to talking. You go on a couple dates. You're like, oh, wait. He's actually cute. He's fun. What? Why is he not like, I don't know. Like,
how are these? Yeah.
Then he hits you with, and he looks you dead in the eye, receding hairline and all, baby. Balding at the top right there. You know, Jesus be seen that little bald spot. That's where all his dumbness comes from. But anyway, and he looks you dead in the eye and he says, I'm just not ready for a serious relationship right now. I just got a lot going on. And especially with my fantasy league, like, kicking off right now.
Okay, but the,
like,
you know, the fantasy season. League, don't disrespect the fantasy.
I too can be a fake coach. Like, I too get angry yelling at the TV. I'm just saying, this whole Scooter Braun story with Sydney Sweeney literally screams Shreveport Bossier. I swear there's somebody in the truck nodding their head right now going, oh, I've dated a Scooter Braun in Shreveport Bossier.
But don't encourage that, because then the problem is guys are going to see that and say, well, he just bagged Sydney Sweeney, so maybe I do need to be like Scooter Braun. You just encouraged an entire generation of men to
I did not encourage.
This is on you.
I did not encourage it. Baby, next time you ask, hey, what's the move tonight? The move is you starting a family, sir.
K94.5. K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. We are Chica and Evan in the morning, and we think it's time to feel good on the 50.
Whatever it is that's going on in your life, maybe it's something grand. Maybe it's something big you've been working on. Maybe it's something as simple as, my coffee tasted magical.
Ooh, there you go.
Right? Whatever it is that's going on in your life, we want to celebrate alongside you. Let us know what's making you feel good this morning. 800-9436.
Sarah in Shreveport, what's making you feel good today?
I got an extra 15 minutes in bed this morning.
Nice.
And I just want to share, because it was such a cool experience, because not only did I get to sleep an extra 15 minutes, my boyfriend, who never stays over, spent the night, and we had the most romantic little morning. Uh-huh. And then I had clear sailing down 220, and I can't even express to you. I know, like, green lights. I was in the go zone, not the no zone. You know what I mean? Like, just everything was smooth sailing this morning. And
going
it was
down
like,
220 at 3 a.m., it's never clear. You are the luckiest person alive.
We hit that way too often. And you know what? It's good to be you today, sister.
It is. The Lord was shining down on me. It was like my life was a movie this morning. I had extra romance. I had extra sleep time. I had extra whoop whoop time and clear sailing down. That's all I can say. Like, what a day.
Got something to say? Call Chica and Evan now. 890. Waking up with Chica and Evan in the morning on K94.5.
It's time for three things you need to know before you go.
One.
All right, I am trying to figure out what the heck is going on with Drake. So he has his new album, Iceman, right? That's supposed to be released sometime later this year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's his 9th studio project. But this is his first solo album since, what, since For All the Dogs. So that was 2023. So the reason why I'm annoyed is because this rollout has been just as unconventional as Drake. Like, he has all these live streams where he's teasing some of the music, and then all of a sudden, ooh, the music leaks. And then they're like, right. Oh, wait. He's sampling his own music from, like, his album with Party Next Door. Anyway, all we have right now, no offense, I don't like Central C, the British rapper. He doesn't do anything for me. So all I got is what did I miss and which one that have been released. And we're all sitting here, and I feel like I can't be the only one thinking, bro, just drop something that's just you right now.
Two.
The MTV Music Video Awards, or I guess Video Music Awards, technically. The VMAs were over the weekend. We have our winners. We had a bunch of winners. Lady Gaga was nominated for like 12 awards. She only won 4 of them, but still, that's more than anyone else won
yes.
this year. So, Video of the Year, Music Video of the Year goes to Ariana Grande for Brighter Days Ahead. I'm just going to go through some of the top awards.
Okay, let's hear it.
Artist of the Year, Lady Gaga. Song of the Year, Apete, Rosé and Bruno Mars.
Yes, yes.
Best New Artist, Alex Warren. And Best Pop Artist, Sabrina Carpenter. Which I think are all fitting nominations and awardees for this year.
I love how you're like, okay, yeah.
Right. No, I think we had a pretty fair lineup this year. Like, that all makes sense.
So, let's just be real. Justin Bieber played us all and came out with the most wonderful, not just swag, but swag, too. I took the weekend to listen as much as I could.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, did you have Hurricane Chris and Justin Bieber, like, collaborating on your bingo card? Because
no.
I sure didn't.
Yeah.
And the fact that he talks about Ratchet City in a Justin Bieber album to me is like, woo, woo. Anyway, Dijon, Carter Lang, Thames was in there, Bakar, I think that's how you say it. Anyway, Swag 2 featuring just a crazy cast of collaborators. And even though there's a lot of critics going, you know what, 23 songs, that's excessive and it's under edited. We don't care. Like, we the people, we love it. But still, Ratchet City's Chris, Hurricane Chris making it on the album.
What's the best part of group therapy? It's free and there isn't an awkward lobby. Chica and Evan in the morning on K94.5.
All right, Tiffany, what is your situation? What you going through over here?
I could really use some advice right now. So my friend Brittany, we've been friends for like probably like 5 years now. And she's like my only friend in town. But the thing is, her words hold water. Like, she screwed me over every time we're supposed to go out. I plan, like, these extravagant things that I want to do here in the city, and then she flakes. Now, I get it. you're a single mom. It's hard to find a babysitter. But every time, it's a different excuse. And it's like, all I want to do is just check out some new things to do. And it's like, I'm sick of waiting on her, but then I have no other choice. So, I don't know. I was just wondering if you guys could give me some advice.
Girl, that is horrible. I am so sorry. In her bailing on you, it's not... Is it like little things like, oh, we're going to go grab lunch and now you have to eat lunch at the house type thing? Or like, when you say she bails on you, can you name something like that you will forever remember?
Let's just take, for example, she backed out at the Cruise Center ball. Do you know, I freaking paid like $300 for my dress.
Oh,
I paid $150 for my makeup. Yeah. And not to mention accessories, like the whole nine. Mm-mm. And it's like, girl.
Yeah,
I'm just tired of it at this point.
Okay, also, though, full disclosure, I want you to know, Cruise Centaur Ball was so much fun, you could have gone by yourself. Like, straight up. Please tell me you still went, right?
I didn't go.
Okay, let's get you some advice.
I know, that's so foolish to me.
Let's get you some advice, we're going to figure this out.
Got some advice? Message Chica and Evan inside the free K94.5 app or call 800.
Picture the wedding at the Weather Channel.
What's the best part of group therapy? It's free and there isn't an awkward lobby. Chica and Evan in the morning on K94.5.
We've got Tiffany on the Big Catch for group therapy today. She is here because, well...
crappy friend.
Yeah.
Can I say it like that?
Well, I don't want to go that far yet.
Okay, no.
It could still be debated.
No. Here's where when she brought up them not being able to go to Crew of Centaur because her friend bailed on her last minute. Here's the sad part. I know of multiple friends who were bailed on for Centaur's Ball, and they still showed up.
It was going to
be fun.
That's on her at that point. And you should have still gone.
Well...
unless you're so obsessed with this friend, you can't do anything without them. But that's
do you know how weird it is, though? Like, going somewhere alone.
No, I totally understand that.
And, like, you're all dressed up. And like she said, she paid $300 for the dress, $150 for her hair and makeup. Like,
but also, I don't know, maybe I'm just being judgy in some way. But if you're going to a Crew of Centaur, you already know some people there or people related to it. So you should have some familiarity, right?
Now, I don't want to put all her business out there. It sounds like they're... you know, they're not like from here is what
I
she
guess,
sounds
yeah,
like.
Yeah, that
you know?
Does make sense.
So there are a lot of little things that made me go, okay, yeah, your friend bails on you. But leaving you high and dry in a situation like that, and I realized this was months and months ago, I get that. I would still be very upset. How do you address the situation, though, when your friend is constantly just bailing on you, just failing you as a friend, if you ask me? All right, Cindy in Shreveport, what's your best piece of advice here?
I think she needs to kind of put her friend at arm's length because the friend keeps canceling all these plans. And so if she's going to say, hey, let's take the kids to the theme park this week, and then you never hear back from her, and then now we're going to get ready to go to the pool, and then you never hear back from her, and you're sitting here waiting all the time for all these plans. No, you need to move on with your life and go forward with stuff. And if she happens to be there, cool. You guys can chit chat. You can still be friends, but just kind of from a distance.
Okay. I like that, actually. You can still be friends, but just don't try to put as much effort into it if it's clearly not yielding any results. DJ in Shreveport, your advice in group therapy this morning.
I think women shouldn't be worried about things like this. I think they should be worried about enjoying themselves and having a good time. So if someone cancels on them, someone, you know, backs out of a meeting or anything like that, just go enjoy yourself. Go to the movies by yourself. Go to dinner by yourself. Go to a concert by yourself. It doesn't matter. I mean, men do it all the time. So yeah, women should be able to do it too as well. Hmm. Women go to the bathroom. Women be scared to go to the bathroom by themselves, let alone somewhere else.
All right. So you're saying just start going out by yourself. Who cares?
Yes, enjoy your own company. That's the best way to do it.
All right. You have had a lot of advice. What do you think you're going to do here?
You know, I could put the blame on Brittany, but it's time for me to put my big girl panties on. And I got to get out there. I can't let her hold me back. I'm going to start going out by myself. And I'm sure I'm going to meet people all the way. And like you said, the Cruise Centaur Ball, I didn't need anybody else with me. I can't even imagine. I could have met some new friends there. So that's what I'm going to do.
All right. Not a bad idea.
You know what? I got a feeling this time next year you're going to hit me with a bunch of new buddies. All right? We're
you
turning
know what?
You on.
I am. I am, and I'm so glad that you said that. I sure will. Thank you so much, guys. Sometimes you just need a little extra push and a reality check.
K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. What's up? We're Chica and Evan in the morning.
Little did I know that I would be experiencing some kind of epic history being made. Like, okay, so go to see LSU versus La Tech. First off, can we talk about that really quick?
Sure.
I looked over at Bearded Buddy. I said, because he likes to give me crap, right? Mm-hmm. He's a hardcore Saints fan. I'm a hardcore Cowboys fan. And we just talk crap to each other. So I thought, here's my chance. And I said, if you guys are playing like this against Rustin, imagine what it's going to be like when y'all play with the big dogs. So shout out to Louisiana Tech. I mean, they looked good. Those Bulldogs looked so good against LSU. But that's not what this is about. During the whole, like, first off, the tailgating, unreal. I've never experienced anything like that, Evan. It was so much fun, so excited. I, like, decked out. Mm-hmm. Even though I'm a Longhorn, hook up. I still was like, you know what? I'm going to show up, play the part. Went with all our friends.
Yeah, that's what's
had
up.
Had a blast. Paced ourselves. I didn't get too hammered. Still made it to the game. But in the game, they kept going over to this. I really thought he was the band director.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Turns out that it was a 66-year-old tuba player, Kent Broussard. That's his name. He's now being known as Tiger Tuba Kent. All right. And he's a retired accountant, and he had this lifelong dream that he was going to play in the Golden Band from Tigerland, aka the prestigious LSU marching band, right? This man goes back to school at the age of 66.
Dude,
he enrolls as a freshman at LSU. He says, I'm going to try out for the band. Played the tuba as a kid, but had to completely relearn the instrument, get into shape, doing like over 20 miles a week. Because I'm watching these folks. LSU, man, that band don't play. That was one of the craziest things I've ever seen. And then, obviously, he is the oldest member in the band by 41 years. Well, his story went viral. He was featured on CBS Evening News. And basically, the message is, right, like, it's never too late to follow your dreams. I'm sitting here going, wow, like, I guess.
I don't know many people who would ever in their life, even at 60 years old with a full-time job, be able to afford to go back to school just for that.
Well, like, retired accountant.
I'm
retired accountant.
I guess that's fair. He's probably got the money. I'm still paying my student loans. I will be for the rest of my life.
And I'm sitting here going,
oh, you know what? Maybe he looked at it and said, I'm already old. Student loans for the rest of my life. You know what?
Bills be darned. We'll just do this. Anyway, I don't know. It made me giddy to know that I was part of that.
There is something heartwarming in that.
Yeah, and they'd like pan over to him, and I was trying to figure out what the deal was, right? The whole time I'm thinking, why are we cheering on this band director? Not realizing what the deal is. You can check it all out now inside your free
K94.5 Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. What's up? We're Chica and Evan in the morning, and it's time for
Cone of Shame.
Can you do it one more time? Hit it one more time.
One more time.
Cone of Shame.
Yeah, so the Cone of Shame is meant for when our pets are evil, misbehaving, just bad in general, and they deserve punishment.
And if you are over here like, my child, my baby is so perfect,
good,
you're a liar.
You.
Oh, my
well,
bad.
Yeah, I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt on that one. But I have a sweet little puppy named Daphne. She's the sweetest little thing.
You were here when Evan adopted her.
Yeah.
I mean,
he found her right outside the office.
She's our little dumpster baby. She was hanging out. She decided
to be the bane of my existence this weekend.
What did she do?
Friday night, I had some friends over. We were just going to hang out.
Oh, yeah, you had
a
party.
And she could not handle it. She's been around people a billion times before. She's fine with people coming to the house. She's fine with other dogs coming to the house. And for some reason, she was so hyper, she was slamming into walls, running around the house.
No.
Got so excited when someone walked in the door, she literally peed on my leg. So that was a very fun Friday night.
Okay.
Saturday morning, I let her out of her crate, take her outside. We come back inside. I give her breakfast. She runs into the living room and smashes into the TV stand and breaks the glass on it immediately. So I'm having a great Saturday morning. And then fast forward Saturday night, I'm cleaning up the living room. I'm taking care of some empty, you know, there's some glass bottles around.
No.
She decides she wants to start running around again. Slams into the coffee table and knocks 3 empty bottles onto the ground, smashing broken glass everywhere. Just nonstop. Then Sunday morning, same thing but with a candle. I don't know what her deal was, where this came from, why this is happening.
She's over here acting like Tigger from Winnie the Pooh.
Yes. She's like, literally hitting walls, bouncing into them head first because she won't stop running. My girlfriend says she's probably need to get fixed soon, and that's going to calm her down, which probably, but I'm scared it's not.
Hey, I don't know how to tell you this.
Uh-huh.
My sweet 15-year-old dog.
Mm-hmm.
She's still not calm. And it's been 15 years, Evan.
Yeah,
I don't know how to tell you this.
But she also doesn't have the strength of a pit bull mix.
Thank God.
She will drag other dogs around when she's outside playing with them.
Okay,
she's terrifying.
Besides awarding her the cone of shame, do we have any other pity mix owners here that are like, hey, this is what we did to help our pup. We were going through the same thing. Your entertainment center being demolished.
Yep. candle that I just bought at the store, like $30 candle, all over the floor.
At least you didn't light the apartment, you know, the house on fire. It could be worse, right?
Do we agree that Daphne deserves the
cone of shame?
I am so sorry, Daphne, but she deserves it twice.
Cone of
K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. You're waking up with Chica and Evan in the morning.
Why don't you start your day off the best way possible?
And how can I do that?
I mean, let's be real. Sometimes we don't have time for our iced coffee. Sometimes we wake up a little too late and we're like, crap, my whole
day. There.
But you know what instantly makes your day better? When you focus on the good, when you are grateful for all the good things in your life. And it starts with you sharing it with us. Are we a little nosy? Yes, yes, of course. Because your feel good is our feel good. So no matter how big, how small, or how unimportant you may feel it is, if something made you feel good, would you share it with us? 800-9436. It's our feel good moment.
Don't hog that sunshine. Zoe in Shreveport, what's making you feel good today?
Well, I'm going to start on a negative and flip it to the positive. So I just got out of a bad relationship. So good and bad right there. The good is I'm free. And we were living together and we were still living together until the lease was up, thinking that it could be amicable. But he asked me to leave.
Ooh.
So I'm not going to get into all the details, but basically I wound up making some phone calls. And my best friend literally just got married and had a baby and moved and still has her house, which is empty. So she gave me her house.
Dude,
girl,
no way.
How great
free
is that?
House?
I'm like, she gave me the whole house. I'm like right near the water, like everything's beautiful. The sun is shining. It's a gorgeous day. Like, oh my God, my life is great right now. And
that
I'm rent free.
An amazing reason to feel good this morning. I feel good for you.
I feel amazing.
Even
Thank
if I'm mostly jealous, but
you
still, I feel good for you.
She low-key hinted, all I'm hearing is pool party or... Lake Day on Cross Lake. Girl, we coming for you. We gonna find you.
Yeah, it's Lake Day. It's definitely not pool party. I mean, it's a nice place, but it's not that nice. But that's okay. I am so lucky and so blessed. I can't complain at all.
Got something to say? Call Chica and Evan now. 800-94.